Women's E-News, weekly summary of news about women, women's issues, and from women's perspectives. From the weekly Cheers and Jeers column of November 1st, 2008. I'm Anna Maria Roque. Starting with the good news, cheers, China makes progress. The 10th National Women's Congress in Beijing was held on October 28th and reported that significant progress for Chinese women's rights have taken place over the past 5 years, including the creation of 27,000 agencies for women and children. The government called upon women from around the country to attend Congress and draft a blueprint for women's progress for the next 5 years. Chinese women are increasingly becoming police, judges, models, and politicians, and currently account for 45% of the paid workforce. The government is also trying to increase women's involvement in state affairs and social economic development, as well as eliminating discrimination and the gender income gap. The Chinese government has long been criticized by international human rights groups for its human rights record, including the enforcement of its one-child law. More news to cheer this week. Iraq's female lawmakers are slowly gaining power. USA Today reports that female legislators comprise 25% of the parliament, but were often relegated to soft issues such as family law. Now they are increasingly speaking out and influencing committee meetings. One sign of change came when women boycotted a parliamentary session after a comment by Parliament Speaker Mahmoud Al-Mashhadani saying women make poor leaders because they are easily distracted by worries that their husband might take a second wife. Muslim American women are encouraged by their communities to run for political office, and their number has significantly increased as a result. The Associated Press reports that prior to September 11th, less than 5% of Muslim political candidates were women. Now it's about 1 in 3. The world's largest female-only institution of higher learning, the Riyadh Women's University in Saudi Arabia, is expanding and will include 13 colleges and a 700-bed teaching hospital. Officials laid the hospital's first stone on October 29th, and the university has already enrolled 17,000 students. Havaria Fatah, a Muslim professor, has been nominated to the post of imam in a southern Belgian mosque. Fatah is believed to be the first female imam in Europe. Female playwrights are holding a town meeting on November 3rd to denounce gender inequity in the theater industry. The New York Times reports that leading off-Broadway plays are 4 times more likely to be written by men than by women. Now for the downside of news, jeers, soldiers report sex assault. A study released on October 28th by the Veterans Administration shows that 14.5% of female veterans of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan reported rape, assault, and sexual harassment during military service. 76% of those women were diagnosed with a mental illness such as depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, or drug addiction. Female soldiers experience rape rates nearly 3 times higher than women in the general population. More news to Jeer this week. A 23-year-old woman was buried up to her neck and stoned to death in Somalia after an Islamic Sharia court found her guilty of adultery. This is the first such public killings by militants in about 2 years. Issa Momeni, a graduate student at Northridge campus of California State University and a dual U.S.-Iranian citizen, has been arrested in Tehran and faces accusations over her involvement with a women's rights equality campaign. Momeni traveled to Iran to carry out research for her thesis on women's rights. Reuters reports that a new government study shows that women with a disability are more likely to experience a physical assault by relatives and partners than those without a disability. 37% of women with disabilities report abuse compared to 20% of women without disabilities. West Hollywood residents reported a hate crime when they saw a doll of Governor Sarah Palin hanging by a noose in a Halloween display. The Los Angeles Times reports Mayor Jeffrey Prang calling the display problematic and said that it should be removed. The Sheriff's Department said that a hate crime definition was inappropriate. Also noted in the news this week, Tzipi Livni, elected to lead Israel's Kadima Party and the acting Prime Minister, failed to form a coalition government this week, thereby reducing her chances to become the nation's next prime minister. The Jewish Telegraphic Agency reports that she could still become prime minister if her party is elected to retain power. In memoriam, Edith Evans Asbury died in her New York home on October 30th. Asbury started out as a reporter in 1929 and eventually joining the Metro staff of the New York Times in 1952. While at the time, she audited courses at Columbia University School of Law after she was denied admission because of her gender. She explained later that she had no intentions of practicing law, but believed that training would make her a better reporter. Asbury was a close friend of Rita Henley Jensen, founder of Women's E-News, and hundreds of other women from each of the generations who followed her lead into the field of journalism. Sally Udelman, a senior scholar at the International Center for Research on Women, died last week from brain cancer. Udelman was a lifelong advocate for women's economic development, and her research focused on women in Latin America. These news briefs were compiled by Julia Anglehescu. Rita Henley Jensen is the editor-in-chief. Background music is by Joan Hickley. This production of Women's E-News is brought to you by VP Foundation and Yin Radio. This column and more news about women can be found at the Women's E-News website, womensenews.org. For Yin Radio, I'm Anumaray Roque.